final story on Sunday Breakfast from BBC Radio Kent is this. This week, a survey of 700 children revealed deep concerns about children and pornography. 12% said that they'd taken part in explicit sex films or photos. And 1 in 10 13-year-olds were worried that they were addicted to porn. Well, what can be done to protect children? And what role can faith communities play? Well, Dr. Bex Lewis is a Christian. She's a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University, and also author of the book Raising Children in a Digital Age. Bex, do these findings surprise you?
The number of children who said they'd been involved, that surprised me. The rest of it, I was the Home Office did a report in 2010, which made it pretty clear that porn has become something that's fairly inescapable, either people stumbling on it by mistake or actively looking for it.
And do you think parents or carers are vigilant enough in terms of this monitoring what their children are viewing? Because to some people, the digital frontier is still quite a mystery.
Yeah, you've put two difficult things for parents in one space there, the internet and sex, neither of which parents particularly rush to engage with. So part of the reason for writing my book was to give parents more confidence about what the internet was like, and that they felt that they could talk to their children on a kind of fairly equal level, rather than think, the children know all about that, I don't need to get involved. Children are still looking for boundaries and guidance, and at a young age you want to give them fairly strong boundaries, potentially filters. As they get older, you need to give them responsibility, especially once they get a smartphone. But if at an earlier age you're using things like filters or records of what they've been looking at, you can use that as a prompt for conversation about what sex looks like as opposed to what the porn industry represents.
And it's taking that step of actually putting a lock on what children can see. This can be done relatively easily. And if not, certainly advice is out there, certainly in the shops that you buy the phones from in the first place.
And I think it's a case of not necessarily locking it all down, and also making sure that children understand that whatever you're doing for their own benefit and not because you think they're necessarily going to be bad. It's removing as much of that judgmental terminology as we can and just saying, let's have an open conversation about this.
Do you think this is an area that faith communities should be stepping into, maybe recruiting regional advisors to help get this message across in the churches and other faith areas?
And possibly. I mean, there's definitely national organisations doing things which people can call upon. There's a conference called Porn Scars, so as in for people who've been scarred by it. And there's an organisation called the Romance Academy that has material that they can take into schools. So I think a lot of it is making it kind of everyday conversation, bringing some of those organisations that are already doing this kind of thing and bringing that up, and then thinking what more can be done on a ground level.
Well, Dr. Bex Lewis there, we'll leave you. Where are you at the moment? It sounds very, very busy.
I'm at Minehead at Spring Harvest. So the only place I could find a landline was in the team office, which is next to the kitchen.
Well, no, thank you very much. we'll leave you to a brew. That's Dr. Bex Lewis, a fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University. Is this something that you'll be addressing in some of your future sermons, Sharon?
I don't know about my future sermons, but I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, so I'm quite challenged and encouraged by what Bex has said. Will I address it? I don't know. I need to know more. I need to, it terrifies me as a parent, so maybe.
It's a big subject that I think massive. Just needs a bit more authority on how to deal with things.
Possibly, yeah. I need to know more.
Well, it's the Sunday panel joining us today. Thank you very much to Alex Still, Commanding Officer.